This is private property right here. Those are employee vehicles.
Let me take a step back because you're a little bit too close for my comfort.
Do you have some identification?
I don't appreciate your attitude. Our citizens feel uncomfortable.
That's not our problem.
It is my problem, so it's your problem. It's making it my problem, so it's your problem. You need to leave our city. I am talking to you. Do not walk away from me. I would like you to leave our city. You need to leave our city.
This ain't the Wild West. You can't run people out of this.
I want to go over this because this is an example of how powerful perception is. You can have the mind of freedom. You can light brush fires of freedom in the minds of men. If the people that you live in close proximity to in your community don't have the same freedom mind, then they have a tyranny mind. And though that massive group of people viewing you as an enemy because you're exercising your freedom and it scares them, causes them to call the cops. And that's what I want to look at right here. We're going to look at two instances right here where guys who are exercising their First Amendment right and their Second Amendment right encounter cops. And then we're going to go over a video where we review some 911 calls about these same guys who are out there exercising their First Amendment right and their Second Amendment right, and what the public actually thinks of their fellow Americans exercising their rights and the fact that they're freaked out about it and they want men with guns to take care of the situation.
Here it is.
So he's got his vest, he's got his firearms on, and guess what? He's exercising his rights. He's just walking out in the broad daylight, getting fresh air, being an American, doing American things. It scares the citizens, guys. If you exercise your freedom and it scares the citizens, get ready for a costume-wearing law enforcer to encounter you, telling you that you're scaring the citizens. How dare you?
Are you informing them that it's not illegal?
They know. Do you guys just have IDs on YouTube?
I don't provide IDs.
Yeah.
Now, why would you ask for that, officer? You know that there's a Fourth Amendment. You know that you swore to the Fourth Amendment. The Fourth Amendment is very clear. These guys have the right to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects. You know of no crime that they've committed, and yet you're still going to go there. I can't remember who coined this, but asking for ID is like crack to a cop. They got to have it. They got to know who you are so they can log you into a database. It's a very dangerous thing to give your name to a cop, especially when you haven't committed a crime, because your name, like it or not, is going to go into a database. That's what you want to remain anonymous. That's why you want to remain secure in your person's, houses, papers, and effects as she's trying to violate your Fourth Amendment right.
Am I being detained?
Are you being detained? No, but I have a right to talk with you.
I love it.
You can talk.
Are you going to go back to your vehicle and
leave
the city then?
No. I'm going to keep walking.
For a while.
Did you hear that? Are we being detained? No, you're not being detained. Okay, see ya. Have a good day. You know, I can cite you, or I can detain you at this moment. I could detain you. That's tyranny, man. That's tyranny. That's coming out of her vocal cords. It's tyranny as she walks out. You know, I can take away your life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness right now, don't you? That's what detainment is.
It's overruled by state law.
66.0409 statute 66.0409 paragraph 6. Disorderly conduct or any other such.
I'm not arresting you for disorderly conduct.
Would you let me finish?
I don't appreciate your attitude. I'm asking you to leave the city of New York.
I'm coming up to harass you, but I don't appreciate your attitude.
You make our citizens feel uncomfortable.
That's not our problem.
It's the comfort police. I'm the comfort police, and it's my job to make sure that the citizens feel comfortable. I'm the feelings police. I want to make sure that my citizens' feelings don't get hurt. I'm not law enforcement. I'm feelings and comfort enforcement. Where's your security blanket?
My problem, so it's your problem. It's making making it my problem, so it's your problem. It is my problem, so it's your problem. It's making it my problem, so it's your problem. You need to leave our city. I am talking to you. Do not walk away from me. You need to leave our city. I am talking to you. Do not walk away from me.
You said I wasn't being detained, so I can walk.
You are talking to me. I am not talking to you. I'm walking away.
Under what are you detaining us for? Because what you just said, state law overrules it.
I would like you to leave our city. You need to leave our city.
This ain't the Wild West. You can't run people out of the city that you...
I would like you to leave our city. Did you just get done watching Rambo First Blood last night with your significant other? What's going on? You can't run me out of your city because I'm exercising a constitutionally protected right that you swore to uphold, protect, and defend, Ossifer.
Don't like.
I'm not trying to run you out of the city.
That's exactly what you just said. That
you're making our citizens feel...
Sorry, I got to play this over. Sorry for interrupting.
I am talking to you. Do not walk away from me.
You said I wasn't being detained, so I can walk.
You are talking.
I am not talking
right
to you. I'm walking away.
Under what are you detaining us for? Because what you just said, state law overrules it.
I would like you to leave our city. You need to leave our city.
This ain't the Wild West. You can't run people out of the city that you don't like.
I'm not trying to run you out of the city.
That's exactly what you just said. That
you're making our citizens feel uncomfortable.
That's why other ones drive by, honk, and wave.
I don't know what they're doing, but I was approached. I was called here. I'm making contact. I'm asking you to please... You can exercise your right, that's fine, but you're making people feel
uncomfortable. She's a freaking walking contradiction. She wants them to leave the city, but it's okay to exercise. Oh, thanks for giving me your permission that it's okay for me to exercise my constitutionally protected right. Thank you, officer, for granting me permission and allowing me, as though you're my parent and overseer and overlord, to do the things that I have a natural right to do anyway. Thank you, Ossifer.
I stay long. You can cite me, but then you open yourself up for a lawsuit. I already talked to the chief about it.
It's fine if you talk to my chief about it. I've also talked to my chief about this.
Okay. Because I also know that, you know, he likes to sit around in the backyard talking a lot of shit about, you know, calling names and everything else. So
fine.
So he is acting
with my chief, like always.
I already did, and, you know, he's more concerned about who I talk.
I'm asking you guys for ID.
We don't need to give ID. Unless I'm being detained or arrested, you don't have a reason to detain me. That's like the Wild West days, you can't do that.
Okay, well,
I'd like you to leave our city. Can you imagine walking down the road and trying to engage in conversation with somebody who doesn't want to talk to you, and you going, please talk, you've got to talk to me, look, you have to talk to me. That's psychotic. That's nothing short of psychotic, and only a psychopath would have that mentality of forcing you into a conversation that somebody else doesn't want to have. Here's another instance right here.
Something, sir.
That's how close this guy gets.
Well, this is private property right here. Those are employee vehicles.
I'm going to take a step back because you're a little bit too close for my comfort.
Do you have some identification? Do you have some identification, sir? You're on county property on an employee.
It's like a meth head. Do you have some meth? Do you have some crack? Do you have your ID? I need it. I want it. I got to find out who you are. I got to make my report. You don't understand. I'm just doing my job.
Employee lot.
I'm not on the lot.
That's a problem. This is county property. It's the sheriff's department property.
Well, I have nothing further to say to you, so.
Do you have any identification? Is that yes or no?
Wow.
Sergeant Vita, I just explained to you that I have nothing more to say to you. So.
You have nothing more to say to me?
Yeah. I'd like to know if I'm being detained at this point.
Look at it. So, you have nothing more to say to me, huh? That's your final answer, is it? Not going to give me your ID, are you? I'll tell you what. Here's the deal. You got one of two things that's going to happen. It's just like he got his feelings hurt, man. You don't commit contempt of cop. You're not going to get away with it, buddy.
I need some identification. I'd like to know who I'm talking to. Obviously, you know who I am.
Can you answer my question? Am I being detained?
I'm talking to you right now.
All right. Well, if you're not going to answer my question, I'm going to assume I'm not being detained and I'm going to walk away.
Okay, you're being detained at this point. I need to know who you are.
What reasonable suspicion do you have that I've committed a crime?
Well, first off, you're on property, and
I'm not on anyone's property. I'm on public property.
Listen to me. You were on.
I'm going to take a step back because I feel kind of threatened by the posture.
Don't start with this. You're on a property videotaping the license plates.
Don't you love how the people who started it say don't start with this? The people who are doing the harassing say don't give me a hard time.
Of our employees, that's a problem. Okay. I'd like to know who I'm talking with here.
Can I just explain to you that I'm not giving any more information freely? Let me know when I'm free to go, because at this point you're detaining me, but you've yet to give me a legal reason for detaining me.
I just told you.
What law do you suspect me of breaking?
Well, first off, trespassing right now. All right.
That's a lie.
I'd like to know who I'm speaking with.
I'm not going to give you any more information. I'd like you to let me know if I'm free to go.
Okay. Who am I speaking with?
A human being.
Okay, what's your name, sir?
I'm not giving you that. What, okay. I mean,
what makes you think that you have the right to go in our parking lot and videotape?
I'm not in your parking lot.
You were in our parking lot.
No, that's a lie. And I'm at this point, I'm not saying another word to you because I've got everything on videotape, multiple angles. So you go ahead and do what you got to do. But I'm not going to answer any more of your questions, because you don't have any right to detain me at this point.
You have no right to be on our grounds videotaping our employees' vehicles.
Whatever. All right, I'm done talking with you. So let me know when I'm free to go.
And here we go. There's the criminal activity. Hands on.
Why are you rifling through my property?
Because you're armed, and I want to.
Look at that. Hands on. Pulls his billfold out of his pocket. What if you came up to a cop and said, "Hey, you're on my property, and you got into his space. Oh, you're going to be tased. You're going to go down. He's going to call for backup. He's going to launch the resources of the state to make sure that you're brought to bear." You try to reach your hand into a cop's pocket and you probably won't get a hand back. But they can do it to you?
Determine who
Good
you
Lord,
are,
look
sir.
Look at this. Look at you, jackboot f***ing pig. What right do you have to go through my pockets when you have no...
Hold on to that for 1 minute, because I'd like to know who I'm talking with,
you
sir.
You f***ing pig.
Wow.
You're a disgrace.
Yep, he is.
You f***ing pig. All of you people are f***ing disgraces. And disgrace. You disgust me.
Truly disgusting. Man, abusing your when you know you have power and you abuse it like that.
Thin blue line of cowards.
They are the thin blue line of cowards. And it's not just this cop right here. It's these cops who are standing around letting this criminal activity continue. How is that? How are these guys right here serving and protecting when this guy just got violated by this guy right here? I don't care that they're wearing costumes. I don't care that they're wearing badges. They are supposed to be serving and protecting, and they're just helping themselves. They're protecting themselves and serving themselves at the cost of you.
I think you do whatever you want to do to the people.
Yep, they do.
Because that shiny piece of shit badge in your chest.
Now you're free to go, sir. Thank you.
And now you're free to go f*** yourself.
I want to hear your comments on that. That is crazy. And somebody, you know, like our fellow Americans will go, well, nobody got hurt. Nobody went to jail. They didn't put the handcuffs on. What's the big deal? And that's how we lose our freedoms, guys. How we lose our freedoms is the masses are propagandized and desensitized to what freedoms really are and what freedoms really look like and what criminal activity really is, that we've entered this whole new world of they accept the criminal activity as long as it comes in the form of a costume, as long as it's got a shiny badge and a utility belt and they got a nice looking police car. They'll accept it then. They'll roll over then. They'll welcome the tyranny in then. Guard with jealous attention the public liberty. No public liberty there. Not while these guys are on duty. Suspect anyone who comes near that precious jewel. And this guy right here came real close to that precious. He came close to the actual jewels by putting his hands in this guy's pocket. Nothing will preserve it but downright force. And when you give up that force, according to Patrick Henry, you are ruined. Leave your thoughts about this for the world and the Global Thought Police in the comment section below. Let me know what you have to say about this interaction.